Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here's some highlights of last night's powerful war with Owen Schroyer, then I'll be back, giving you an hour of pure excellence, I promise.
This is clear deception.
Yep.
This is clearly an attack on America from the media.
Yep. Yep. It's a technocracy, you know, and it's, and the worst part of this technocracy is that the nerds are dumb. You know, Bill Gates is dumb. The WHO is dumb. You know, it reminds me that in June or late May, WHO had to end up retracting. They said that there, you couldn't make antibodies from the coronavirus. And then everybody said, okay, well, then how are we supposed to have a vaccine? And then WHO ended up withdrawing that tweet, withdrawing that letter so that Bill Gates could go out and say, oh, it's coming in 4 months. It's coming in 2 months. It's coming at the end of the year. It's coming at the beginning of next year. And it just seemed a little schizophrenic. And so here we go with the second pass at it, where they're going to throttle us with the science, throw us into a schizophrenic rage, and then we're just going to listen to the technocrats, who, again, are crappy nerds. They don't actually understand what they're talking about.
You'll see, once again, you'll see Rittenhouse running away. You'll see this guy with the red shirt wrapped around his face chasing after him. He throws something, and then you see him basically attack, and at that point, you hear the gunfire, and then Rittenhouse actually runs around the cars and re-enters the frame on the left. So let's go to clip number six now. This is the first shooting. I believe this is from BG on the scene, if I'm not mistaken. So here's some... And here you see Rittenhouse once again entering from the left. There he is. He approaches the man who is now down, having been shot in the head. He looks at him. He gets his phone out. He actually calls 911. And as he's running away, it's very faint, but you can actually hear him say, I just shot somebody. We're thinking that he called 911, which is the proper thing to do if you are in a shootout. As a legal gun owner, the first thing you do is call the police and let them know what happened and let them know you're not a threat.
I'll tell you right now. And I've been saying it for a long, long time, and I wonder if anyone in D.C. is ever going to pull their head out of their inflated ass. Cut the head off the snake. Period. I don't know what you got to do to get rid of this mainstream media propaganda. I don't know what you got to do to stop the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riot mobs. I don't know what you got to do to bring down this Democrat terrorist hate group cabal. I don't know what you got to do to stop Soros from funding all of it. I don't know what you got to do to remove all of Obama's judges off the bench and all of Soros's lawyers off of the bench. But you better do it. And you better do it fast. Real fast. Otherwise, all this stuff about, oh, the best is yet to come. Well, unless you have a bloodlust for death in the streets, then no, the best is not yet to come. So with that, we go out to your phone calls. You'll get 2 minutes max. So we Yeah, he even is tolerant there. He's getting attacked and he doesn't even fire yet.
Now he's falling. There's the first shot. There's the second. The third. Gets up and continues to calmly walk away. You hear other gunfire ring out now. We're not even sure where that's coming from. And this clip actually continues as Kyle Rittenhouse runs to the police, and you actually see him basically attempt to turn himself in at the end of this clip. He's walking towards the police there that are now approaching the scene. They've been alerted that somebody's been shot, and the EMS and police are rushing in like they always do. Like they are paid to do, like, you know, is a prerequisite for having any sort of civilization. The police, the authority, who have been endowed with the monopoly on violence in order to quell unrest just like this, they are now rushing towards the scene. You see Kyle Rittenhouse approaching with his hands up. Here's the slow motion of that second shooting event. You see the slow-mo. You see somebody try to jump on him to attack him. He gets shot. You see somebody else hit him in the head with a skateboard. He is shot. Now there's a brief moment where this guy pauses and then attacks. Now, it's hard to see in this video, but we'll show you with the still images that last person to attack was holding a pistol at the time and was mere, you know.
This is some of the excellent reporting you get on the War Room. It's amazing. 3 p.m. Central. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. This can't be done in one show or one segment, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're out of the second hour. We have some special guests coming up I'll tell you about, one in studio, but let me just start now. We can look at the world and take each event on its own and just address it in a one-dimensional fashion, or we can look what has led to that. And obviously Hollywood, the Chinese, the communists that own most of it have financed the race riots, the breakdown of civilization, with all the Purge movies and all the Hunt movies. But it's not conservatives that are hunting the innocent liberals. That was in all the earlier Purges. Then the new movies came out where the left hunts the right wing. That's all just a tiny microcosm of being two-dimensional. Seeing the pre-programming for race war in hundreds of shows, hundreds of movies, tens of thousands of news articles, and then going, gee, I wonder why they're pushing that. And then you can read WikiLeaks white papers, you can read documents, you can see statements by the communists and by the globalists and by the Chi-Coms admitting they plan to break our country up. And it all culminated with the Joker early this year, which showed rioting and killing police and burning everything down and how beautiful and wonderful it is to put out the green light to all the child molesters and all the meth heads and all the devil worshipers to go out and go crazy and try to get black people to go along with you. And look, if it was just black people doing this or leading it, I'd say it. There's a lot of black folks involved, but they're mainly young and dumb. It's led by really trashy white people and then academics above them. So I said I'd come into this segment and give you solutions to the big enchilada. Well, first off, people need to realize that being aware and being informed and being engaged is not work. It is building your mental muscles. It's making neural connections. That you're an active person in the world that's affecting your destiny and others, not a receiver, not a jellyfish, not a potted plant that doesn't control its own destiny. And so first you have to decide that you have a destiny. And then you have to get knowledge and history and understanding. And then you have to really think about what is the nature of the world and discover that there's good versus evil. And that's a constant and it's a law of the universe. And then you have to decide that you do have a soul and that you're an electrical being of energy, not a white person, not a black person, not an old person, not a young person, but a transcendent creation made in the image of God. And the enemy knows that and doesn't like that. So you have to love yourself because you love God and God made you. But you have to hate the part of you that is not closest to God to recognize that you have to choose who you serve. Serve God, serve yourself. So there's all these books about self-help and all these different ideas, and I quite frankly, I haven't read it, hardly any of them. I've scanned over them. And it's regurgitation of three or four different old philosophies, and a lot of it's true, a lot of it's not. But if you're a leader, here's an example. If you're a leader, are you a leader leading people according to the orthodoxy or according to a particular system? Are you a good manager? Are you a good priest of whatever order it is you're pushing? Did you originate by a direct connection to God and in God's universe, the prime directive, or was it some filtered system of man, another knowledge of evil fallen system? And so that's the beginning of it. Are you a leader leading people in someone else's philosophy? Or are you a leader seeking the truth, using God's discernment, God's spirit, through you to gain greater knowledge of the universe to help others and help yourself build a wider, greater, purer, more beautiful, enlightened, open system? But to do that, you're not just going to have to focus on God's guidance. You're going to have to face the darkness and realize what it is. Because to know God and to know the light is to also know Satan. And to not play games with that. So real leadership is pure individualism connected to God, but realizing that you yourself will have to make sacrifices for the greater collective. Now, they invert that and say, oh, we're all a collective, but a small group tells what to do. No, no, no. Individuals make decisions that are right for everyone and themselves and others for the greater good. That is the pure collectivism of God. But in that collective, in that colony organism, there is the individual spirit, the individual cell, the individual system that is pointed at God, not pointed at man's system. That's why we have God over our republic, because man would make themselves God. We have to recognize we are not God. We are not the highest. There is a transcendence. There are more levels above us. We must recognize that we are children. Now, I could talk for 1,000 hours on these subjects, but I just want you to understand that. Let's just get to some basics. I talked about one example of propaganda and not being one-dimensional, being two-dimensional. Well, three-dimensional would be, well, okay, we know that there's propaganda making us do this. Why is this being done? Who is behind that? That's third-dimensional. And then fourth-dimensional, what is the oppositional groups? What's the larger pantheon of systems? And is there a fifth-dimensional system directing those systems against each other for another aim? You can't just look at this aim, the right hand, or the left hand aim. You have to then look at the larger systems around that and what is really governing them. And most people that are at an advanced level of research and understand the universe get stuck at a fifth dimensional level. But then there are the dimensions above that. You get caught up in the fifth dimension in the complexity and the Machiavellianness of it from a human perspective, and you think that, oh, it must get more complex as you go up. But it actually gets more simple, but more pure. But because we're not pure beings, we cannot even begin to read that information, understand it, because we're children. And it's a process of learning, just like in life on this level of our spirit's experience, our soul's experience. A 3-year-old doesn't know what an 80-year-old knows. A 20-year-old doesn't know what a 60-year-old knows. A man will never know what a woman knows. A woman will never know what a man knows. But through this level, we fuse at the next level. That's why the Satanists try to create a system on this level where they fuse man and woman. It's an abomination because they've just seen to the next level. But still, the spirit is male with female. Now, I don't want to get esoteric, because you're not getting any of this in books. You're not going to get any of this in globalist writings. You're not going to get any of this in church. You're not going to get this in Solomon's secret scrolls. You're not going to get this anywhere. You're going to get this with a direct connection to God. But let's talk when we come back about specifics now and specifics to lead us out of this evil and what specific leadership could be executed now that would change the world, because we have the keys to the castle. We have the deed to the castle. We have the will to open the door to the castle. We have the mind and the soul that once we're in the castle to realize it's not a castle at all, but another dimensional gateway in itself, a ship. That once you realize it's a ship, opens up and is a whole another level of the universe. But we'll move past the big trillion mile view right into the subatomic view. On the other side, here on Terra Firma, planet Earth, the year 2020, the year of vision, the year of awakening, the year of understanding, the year the Satanists fear. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams are
made of the end. All right, so let's cut right to the chase here. Leadership now is about understanding the types of leadership. And there's leadership by example. There's leadership by carrying out your duty. But if you boil it all down, there's leadership of following other people's directives. And so within that system, you're leading people to go along with something else. Or are you leading people against the system? We have to then know, what system is that? Well, there's a global government system coming in and absorbing all the other systems to create one system so there's no resistance. That's an oversimplification. And so when you challenge the dominant system, you're going to be censored, you're going to be attacked. As Christ said, you're in the world, not of it. They're going to come after you. Well, that's okay, because this is an artificial, fraudulent corruption being projected over us that we must defeat. It's like not being a fish, but you're a mammal, and someone grabs you and plunges you down into 20 feet of water and is holding you there. You're going to drown unless you get back to the oxygen. So if you're a drowning man, a society held under, and everyone knows it's unhealthy, everyone knows it's bad, is it leadership to struggle? Is it leadership to try to pull the hands off your neck or kick them in the groin to try to get this monster off you so you get back to the oxygen? Because some people might sit there with Stockholm Syndrome and say, if you just let this brute who's got scuba tanks and we don't hold us down here at the bottom of the pool, he'll leave us alone. He'll be nice. Till you look over and there's other dead bodies all around you at the bottom. And he's smiling at you. And your lights are going to go out soon. And he's going to win. So see, leadership's realizing there's no leadership at all. There's your will to survive, your will to thrive, your will to reach out towards God or be a slave. There's the will of making the decision that you're not going to be destroyed, that you're not going to be lied to, that you're not going to be passive, that you're not going to be weak, that you're not going to be a victim with Stockholm Syndrome, that you've all been primed to be. Just be, feel sorry for yourself and lay down and take it. And then there is the leadership of leading others out of that. But by getting them to see what's happening to themselves, that's leadership. Like the old saying, the teacher appears when the student is ready. It's going to have to get so bad for a lot of people that it'll be too late once the general public wakes up. We have to be leaders early on to turn the ship around so we have a soft landing. It's going to already be rough, but not total disaster. And so it's simple. When you see someone being pilloried, someone being lied about, someone being demonized, don't run away from them when they're being attacked. Support them and champion them, because you're championing yourself. That's leadership. And everybody knows that. You're like, of course we know that. Okay, well, where is it? Because you look at America today, you have these empty corporations with horrible slave factories around the world, super corrupt, paying almost no tax offshore, lecturing middle-class Americans that they're bad, telling us America sucks because they're part of a global combine taking over. So simple leadership would be to declare them a fraud, expose them, march into their headquarters, yell and scream at them, go to their owners' houses, expose them, dump their stock, use civil disobedience and peaceful direct action against them. Educate them lovingly, but with a big stick of truth. And I could go on into leadership for thousands of hours. You understand what I'm saying. You already know it. Why has InfoWars in 26 years been able to change the world? Yes, you helped get Trump elected. we helped get Bolsonaro elected, his son and his father, they're all on record saying it, the president. And Nigel Farage said that UKIP wasn't growing until InfoWars promoted it 20 years ago, and suddenly they had double the numbers because of InfoWars. That was just the truth, the callers, the guest, the support, and the belief that I had, and the knowing I had, the vision I had, the understanding I had. All vision is seeing a fire on top of a hill, and you know there's a fire up on that hill. And you climb up that hill, and there's the fire. Vision just means you recognize what it is. And I knew their world government was real. I knew it was anti-human. I knew it was horrible. I knew it would be rejected. But would it be rejected by ragtag groups that didn't know what was going on when they realized it was too late, or would we get ahead of the game? But what would happen if we did that? We'd be boycotted. We'd be attacked. We'd be laughed at. We'd be ridiculed. We'd be sued. They'd try to put us in jail. They'd try to kill us. But that's okay. Because, like Zapata said, it's better to live on your feet for a couple days longer and take out your enemy than die 1,000 deaths on your knees. There were longer speeches he gave, and others have given similar speeches before him and after him, but it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. And that's what this comes down to. And it's the decision to not cower and not be a slave that produces the good government and the good culture and the good society of honor and strength and will and nonconformity with tyranny. Because you then have a set of values and understanding that come from God, that resonate through you, that you implement and you execute here in the third dimension. So that's leadership. You've got to have knowledge. You've got to have morals. You've got to have will. You've got to have action. You've got to understand that you're working for the collective, but you never give up your individual will. It's your decisions that work towards the collective. And all of that is driven by God's spirit like wind and sails. And if you have that, the universe will open up. Everything will become clear. But as the Bible says, the beginning of knowledge comes great sorrow. Opening up the blast wave of this information is very intense. And so a lot of people can't handle it, and that's okay. They're not leaders. They're what Christ called the children. And you have to then stand up and be strong, and you have to lead them and guide them and direct them through free will and through love. You know, it's our failure that there are so many throngs of Satanists running around foaming at the mouth like zombies. They are zombies. They don't have God's spirit in them at all. They're cut off. It's our fault the left is so stupid and so dumbed down that they've had decades of, you know, generations of fluoride and vaccines and TV and soullessness and confusion and not knowing who they are. They're programmed. It's our failure. We laugh at them. We revel in it. It's a joke to us that they're fallen. These are our fellow humans that have been taken by the enemy. And leadership means that you recognize that you're fouled, that you're fallen, that you have problems, and that it's wrong, but you still enjoy laughing at them. That's not a hypocrisy. That's the fallen nature of us, the knowledge of good and evil we have. Before we were pure, we had only the knowledge of good until we took the virus of evil. And now we have the knowledge of evil, and so we have evil in us, and we get off on evil, and we resonate with evil, and we enjoy evil. I mean, I have a duality that's much smaller than my true self of an understanding. I can see what the Satanists want. I know what they want. I can smell it. I can tune into it. And there was a time I liked it. Not the sacraments of it, but just the raw, rebellious energy of it. But as time goes on, that is totally gone out of my life, and I don't like it at all, and it disgusts me. But I still can see into it, and I can tune into it to know what the enemy's up to. Because it's important to have a vision to understand what the enemy's doing. So leadership's about doing the right thing, even though you're going to be attacked, knowing in the long run it's better for everybody, and it's better to die on your feet.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week. The Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. Starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shields X2 Combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendowise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage. 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the soft palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Fox, Breitbart, Sinclair, and Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God, trafficking in another narrative. We are in it right now. It might be the last stage of a civil war. The last battle is being fought. Hopefully it won't be fought physically. But we are more divided than we ever have been, and we've got a president who is backed up by media. The presidents have always spewed propaganda. Liberals, Democrats, and Republicans, they always have.
Everyone spins.
Yeah, to push a policy, to push a rationale to go to war. But they've never been backed up by essentially incensed state-run media. That's new. And social media. It's all new. And it's very, very scary right now.
People don't want to hear the facts about the president, it seems, or at least Donald Trump supporters don't want to hear the facts. A lot of them tune us out, won't believe a single thing that we say. They'll believe what he says over us, which is, you know, propaganda when you don't have somebody to push back or fact check or correct the spin. Or they'll believe their friends and family, but they're not going to believe the media, even if the media is comporting with what they're seeing with their own eyes.
Yeah.
The Washington Post has been keeping a running fact checker, if you will, of the president's the way he speaks, and they've just updated it. 4,229 false or misleading claims in 558 days. That's 7.5 claims a day. In just June and July, that's 16 lies or falsehoods or misleading claims a day.
Yeah, and that is the biggest problem I see with, because I think of it as two mainstream medias. You have, you know, Washington Post, New York Times, all the networks except for Fox, working very hard to get the truth out.
To be fair, there are some really genuinely very good journalists at Fox who
yes.
do some genuinely
yes.
good journalism.
Yes, they're, you know.
Look at Ed Henry's interview with Scott Pruitt.
Absolutely, and you know, we've got Shepard Smith. I mean, there are good journalists there. But this is the first time that you have mainstream media essentially divided into two halves, so that you have, you know, Fox, Breitbart, Sinclair, and Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God, you know, trafficking in another narrative. And so, you know, when shock and awe with these guys, the four journalists who got the truth out during the run-up to the war, they were facing headwinds of patriotism, the trauma of 9/11.
Hit pause.
But they weren't facing...
I wanted to air this Rob Reiner from a few years ago because he talks about we're going to have a civil war, and that's what they've been engineering the whole time. Here's Meathead, this lying communist worth $500 million, up there saying Trump controls the media when the study showed 92 to 97% is anti-Trump, and going on and saying, oh, they're challenging our narrative. They listen to their families. Oh, they talk about no self-awareness. It's like CNN fact-checking Trump during his speeches now at the RNC and lying about that. Because we know you're a pack of liars. So instead of stopping the lies or cutting back, they just tell bigger ones. Here's an example. 6 months ago, Alex Jones loses Sandy Hook lawsuit, ordered to pay $400,000. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, AP, CNN, and then it was this lawsuit against Jim Fetzer, a professor in Wisconsin, about a book he wrote, I was not sued, I'm not in the suit. And all the time, I just opened the paper up, and it's completely not true. You understand, folks, I don't mean just partly not true. Completely not true. And that's how these people operate. But there's some really good news I haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to get to it. We have a guest popping in. It got banned on Delta. She was wearing a Trump mask. That's really why it happened. Yana Lorraine took a few days off, flew to see some friends in Florida. She'll be joining us next segment. But let's finish up with old Meathead from a few years ago. Here he is.
They weren't facing the headwinds that real journalists who are working very hard now to get the truth at, which is this cement block, a wall that they cannot penetrate with the truth. And that's the scary part.
Donald Trump ran on this, and it was effective. He said that, you know, the media doesn't represent regular people. Hollywood doesn't represent regular people. We are completely out of touch with regular people. And it worked to his advantage. How, as somebody who speaks in the media often, as someone who produces films like Shock and Awe that are journalism films, but then also somebody in
Hollywood,
let's
hear from a dinosaur.
How do you put back on
that? Back in the
you
cult.
Just have to keep pounding away.
There's
nothing else you can do. I mean,
hit pause again. All over Europe, all over the United States, major universities are saying you will not leave the campus during COVID-19. You will have apps on your phones. If you do, you'll get suspended or expelled. And we're going to tell you where you can go and what you can do while you're on campus. I mean, that's beyond 1984. But that's their answer. Oh, you're trying to leave the cult? We're going to lock your ass up in the barn. So he says, you pound away. Well, now they even censor the president's tweets and lie about it. So they're not going to stop. They're just going to keep strangling and strangling and strangling. And obviously, it's only going to make people angrier, but they don't care. They're not going to stop. So it's the immovable object comes into the unstoppable force, and it's going to be explosive. Like when you clack uranium and plutonium together, you get a thermonuclear explosion. Let's hear a little bit more from Meathead.
How do you push back on that?
You just have to keep pounding away. There's nothing else you can do. I mean, look, doesn't speak to the mainstream media. They're just angry. Their people are angry, and he will feed them whatever they want to keep that anger going. And you see it in the rallies. He actually calls for, you know, this kind of outrage and take it out against the media, take it out against immigrants, take it out against whomever you want. That's what he does.
Show
he
us where he did that.
This up. But we have to stay out.
I can't listen to this lying Hollywood scum anymore. It's the left calling for violence and destruction. It's Trump calling for unity. He does point out the media are a bunch of liars because they are. So more inversion by an old corrupt guy worth $500 million last time I checked, telling you he's a good commie, he's going to take good care of you. Here's what we don't believe, Rob Reiner. We know they're using everybody that dies of other diseases or car wrecks or gunshot wounds as COVID deaths. We know that they're throwing it in the face, 180,000 deaths, all Trump's fault. They're running on that while saying Trump's about gloom and doom when Trump's going, most of it's old people that died. It's still sad. We've got a lot of drugs that treat it. Is it a real virus? Yeah, it's super weak. It spreads really fast. So everyone's to blame. So everyone gets infected. And it's the hysteria over the infection, and the economy never opens again, and the globalists moving their businesses and the industry to China win. This is 21st century war, period. And I said, Trump needs to level with the people on this. There's a big article by Kit Daniels on Infowars.com that needs to go mega viral if you want to defeat these tyrants. Collin County's up there with Plano. It's a suburb of Dallas. A couple million people live there. Major institution. They were the first one that put out, if you remember, 4 months ago, we've been given directives to say that if one person has COVID, we count 15 more by law. This is going to cause a huge spike, and it did cause a huge spike. It's fake. Well, now they've put out the dashboard they're given, and they've gone over the numbers, and it turns out Texas County drops from 4,600 active COVID cases to under 100 after audit. And that's why you suddenly hear COVID numbers are plunging everywhere. COVID, and the media goes, oh, Trump took over the numbers. He's fraudulently lowering them. He won't say if you have symptoms, you have COVID. That's because in their diagnostic the NIH started doing in early May, they say that if you have a cough or the sniffles, you have COVID. That's why you show up at the treatment center, they go, oh, we don't need to test you. You got it. And then they count 15 people around you as having total fraud. That's why they had thousands of clinics with thousands of tests where 100% have COVID. They're not testing it. They're just saying it and getting the money. You don't have thousands of clinics all over the country with 100% positives. And it turns out the NFL, all the NFL players they said had it, they retested. They didn't have it. So the fraud is going down, folks. It's happening right now. Ah, it's amazing. Praise God.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought so. Deanna Lorraine wanted to take a few days off, visit some friends in Florida before she went out to California, got her stuff, and moved to Texas to co-host shows with us here. Knocking it out of the park. Folks love her. We love her. She's smart. Does a great job. Known her for years. And they got a tiger by the tail. She's on Delta that's been throwing all these people off for not wearing masks or not wearing them properly. She falls asleep with her Trump mask and looks like another case of Trump derangement syndrome. The woman said, I'm putting you on the list. You'll be banned. And she was. So the petty power of these authoritarian, communist-style, Chi-Com social credit scores is here. And it's all about the virtue signaling. And they never planned to let the mask go away. Fauci said that. Gates has said that. Because it's about your subservience, just like in Islam, to their cult. Sharia law is here for men and women. Who'd have believed that a year ago? And so why this is so important is it's been confirmed that all over the country, 99% of the COVID cases are fake. Texas County drops from 4,600 active cases to under 100 after audit. When Trump changed it where you can't say one person has it, so 15 more have it, then they claim those around them have it. They call on the phone and say, hey, you got the sniffles? Yeah. Oh, you got it. That's in the Fauci plan to have the big spike. Remember, it's not about deaths now. It's about the number. Everybody's got it. The warehouse has got one person that has the sniffles. Shut everything down. And the economy goes down. We blame Trump. But the honorable rain is here. Let's play some of the footage of her just to introduce this footage for us. And I didn't know you'd be back till next week, but no, you're here with us now. So tell us what unfolded.
So what happened was I'm on a flight to Delta to get to Florida, you know, from Austin to Florida, just a few hours. And you would think I would be able to just take a flight in peace at this point. So I'm taking a flight and I was exhausted, Alex. I got like 2 hours of sleep the night before. I just couldn't really sleep. So I was knocked out. Okay. And I was wearing my mask. And I'm one of those girls, you know me, that I don't like to wear a mask. I'm very anti-mask, but, I just need to sometimes get from point A to point B, and I wasn't wanting to just get, you know, the hassle of kicked off the flight and all that. So I just complied, and I wore this mask. So I wore my Trump 2020 mask, and it goes over your neck, and it goes over your face, right? So it's, you know, there's no way that it can just be off. It was over my whole thing and everything. So I fall asleep with it over my nose, like a good little girl, because I didn't want to just cause any trouble. And I fall asleep. Next thing I know, about 2 hours later, you know, about 20 minutes to landing, I get woken up by this individual who looks like Megan Rapoport, a flight attendant with a shaved head, screaming at me, saying, you need to put your mask on. This is the second time I've told you. You need to put your mask on. And I'm looking to see, like, I'm like, well, it's on. And she said, it was below your nose. It fell below your nose. And she starts screaming at me, making a big scene in the flight. And I said, look, you know when you feel like when someone violently wakes you up, it feels like you're completely disoriented and confused in the first place, which I was. But secondly, I said, look, I didn't know, you know, obviously I was really asleep and knocked out. If you came and bothered me before about it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, these airlines are trying to make two-year-old babies wear them. It's all about abuse and dominance. I mean, they're raping them.
Yeah, exactly. And then she says, well, I'm filing report on you for lack of compliance, and you're going to be banned from ever flying Delta again. I said, wait, are you serious? So because I was sleeping and I didn't realize my mask slipped below my nose, now I'm going to be banned from Delta. I've been a customer for years. And she said, yes, you're going to be banned from Delta. And I said, so there's no talking my way. There's no explanation or anything. Forget customer service, right? No, there's no talking. So I went at the end. She said she's going to file the complaint. And as people were leaving, I recorded some footage of it. And as you can see, I mean, she was very obstinate. And she said, she even came at me with her guitar. It almost looked like she was like trying to use it as a weapon or something. It was kind of creepy. But she was very, very hostile towards me. And she said, nope, you're going to be banned from Delta. There's no way you're coming back because of this. She said, I already woke you up once. You didn't listen. So the second time you're banned. I can't believe it, Alex. You know, I can't believe
it. Well, no, this is the social credit score. It's going to start at the airports. It's going to fan out. And then you got to have the inoculation. You've got to have the digital tattoo to even get on planes. They admit this is the plan. So these corporations that are globalists are empowering their people. Delta needs to be punished along with Sky Blue. Yeah. Everyone needs to boycott them. You need to let them know. Hashtag boycott Delta. Hashtag boycott Sky Blue. And let other groups know you're going to not have our business if you do this. We have to do it up front to stop the global social credit score. Here's some of the footage that you smartly got.
Yeah. Hello, were you going to give me a report? Can I see that report?
You can get it. It has to be filed.
So what's the report of failing?
That I've asked you twice to put your mask on and start arguing with you.
You know I was sleeping, right?
You're still supposed to have it on.
It was like this.
No, back it up to the beginning. Imagine, they're now little Stasi officers. I've got a report. I'm filling a report. You can't see my report. I mean, imagine if the cops acted like this. This is crazy.
Right.
Start it over. Here it is.
Hello, were you going to give me a report? Can I see that report?
You can get it. It has to be filed.
So what's the report of failing?
That I've asked you twice to put your mask on and start arguing with you.
You knew I was sleeping, right?
You're still supposed to have it on.
It was. It was like this.
No,
it fell off.
It absolutely was not.
Well, so when I was sleeping, it fell off. So what am I supposed to do?
You're arguing with me now as well.
So I'm trying to not get a report so
you're
I can fly this on.
You're getting one. You're continuing to argue with me.
No, I'm trying to explain my point.
I
is this arguing?
That.
So explaining what happened is arguing.
I saw it with my two eyes twice.
While I was sleeping, my eyes were closed,
I need to finish my job.
So So I can't even explain a point without you. You saw me take off the mask?
I looked you up twice and asked you to put it on. You start arguing with me. You're arguing with me now.
So I'm not allowed to apply.
Arguing? You don't talk back as a prisoner. Judge, jury, right. Executioner. All of it's about control. Can't criticize COVID lockdown or you're banned off the internet. Can't have medical doctors criticizing the fraud numbers, you're banned off the internet. Can't talk back to this God. What really happened?
And she said, I woke you up twice. So the first time, so we can't even sleep peacefully. Clearly I'm sleeping. She knows I'm sleeping and you're kind of not conscious when you're sleeping. So the nose was, you know, the mask was below my nose apparently when I was sleeping or it fell off. Under my nose, but as you can see, it still wraps around my whole face. And she
and
said,
the studies show it doesn't protect anybody. It's all a fraud. It's right. All another evil industry that supports Black Lives Matter garbage. Right. These corporations are filth, and they're setting up a world government. These corporations want to be government. You think the cops are bad folks? Oh, my God. In fact, you were here in Austin downtown and saw the four police cars go after a woman who wasn't properly wearing a mask in a business. So Black Lives Matter and Antifa have been burning the city, shooting people, but, oh, here come the cops. It's disgusting.
It is. And remember, too, that they have this high-powered mister thing now at Planes that supposedly sanitizes 99.9% of germs. It's like this mister thing. And they do it before, after, and during the plane ride. So if that sanitizes 99.9% of germs in the plane, why do we even need masks to begin with? I mean, it's just a joke. And why do we need masks anywhere to begin
with?
Deanna,
it's all virtue signaling. With the fake death numbers, it's point. Right. 0032, and now we know it's all fraud. They're just taking every death and hyping up each person of some other death to do this. It's all a giant scam.
Right, and now I can't fly on Delta anymore? I mean, this is the most... So it's not enough to wear a mask anymore. You have to wear it and make sure that if you're sleeping, you're checking your sleeping and make sure that it's not fallen and out of place.
Oh, and the next thing is you've got to wear the approved mask. They're coming out with that soon.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's they're tightening the ratchet every single day. You know it, I know it. This is not just enough to say, okay, we're going to wear the mask and everything's going to go away like, you know, peaches and roses. No, they're going to keep tightening and tightening it. Next is going to be a vaccine. Next is going to be a digital tattoo or a microchip. It's just going to keep going. And if people aren't awake right now to how much of a Gestapo this is, and just regular staff, waiters, and stewardesses are turning into, they better wake the hell up and see videos like this. I want people, if they have an experience like this, go to my Twitter at Deanna for Congress, post your experience, because Boycott Delta is getting trending right now. And we want to make an example out of this. They can't treat customers like this. They can't betray people's constitutional rights over this.
And it's all based on a fraud. When people go to the airport, they should hand out at Delta terminals little sheets explaining it's all a hoax. It's all a fraud because they're already telling school districts, Deanna. They're already telling colleges, you don't have the vaccine, you don't go to college, you don't go to school. Governor Northam's announced it. They're coming with forced inoculations next.
They are. Alex, honestly, that would be something I'd get arrested over for you guys. I would go to the airports and hand out little flyers saying this all is a hoax and get carried away. Because people need to make an example out of this, and people need to learn that this is not, you know, we can't live our life. And if nobody flies on planes, if we all boycott this, then what are they going to do? Are they going to finally realize they're getting hit by the pocketbooks? I mean,
well, notice it was first the Chinese spraying all their people, and now we've got to be sprayed. It's we're bad, we're evil. They want to spray us. They want to yell at us. They want in our bodies. You 5 more minutes with us, and I'll let you get back to the few days of rest that you deserve. Deanna Lorraine is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, and she shot that amazing footage. We'll talk about when we come back how she discovered she is indeed now banned from Delta and what comes next. You need to boycott Delta and all their criminal organizations.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.